Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And if you can't wait to hear my voice again, which I can see how that would be the case, you can go online and listen to me and to our outstanding guests as well. And you can listen to the live show, of course, online, but you can also listen to the replay. After you've listened to it on the radio, you can go and listen to the replay for 24 hours. And if it's the Friday show, you can listen to it all weekend. And then, of course, don't forget the archives. All you got to do is remember the topic or the name of the person who was our guest or whatever it was we were talking about, maybe even the date. You can search for that, and you can find an archive of the show that we've done with that person on that topic. So check that out at jbsba.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Herbert Mitchell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Associate Administrator at the SBA for Office of Disaster Assistance. Now, many of you may not know, although if you don't know, it's because you haven't listened to this show, you may not know that the SBA is involved in disaster assistance. And we've, in light of the Hurricane Charlie that just came through Florida, and Hurricane Francis that's hard by to Florida right now, even as we speak, and washing over that state. I wanted Herb to join us and talk to us about that. Herb is the as I said, the associate administrator of the SBA for office at the Office of Disaster Assistance. He's responsible for administering, planning, developing, and implementing and evaluating all SBA disaster loan programs. Herb Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, Herb. First, I bet when you tell people that haven't met you yet that you work for the SBA and you're in the Office of Disaster Assistance, I bet you get some funny looks sometimes, don't you?
Well, we do, and that's one of the challenges with the disaster program, particularly when people hear SBA, and the most folks relate SBA to small businesses and small business lending, when in fact the disaster loan program is the only program in SBA that's authorized to assist homeowners, renters. We can actually even assist large businesses and nonprofit organizations as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, about 85% of what we do in the disaster loan program is to homeowners and renters.
Right, right. You guys have done a lot of work in Florida recently, haven't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the folks in Florida have faced a tremendous challenge, and certainly with Hurricane Francis on the way, it looks like it's going to be just as challenging as well.
Yeah. There are a lot of different areas that you've been. All the different hurricanes, earthquakes. I think, if I'm not mistaken, your biggest project was the earthquake out in California back in the 90s.
Well, you're absolutely right. That was a Northridge earthquake where we did over 125,000 loans for about $4 billion, which is by far the largest disaster we've responded to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's. What you guys do is good work, because one of the things that I talk about on this show, Herb, is for small business owners to do what they do best, and that's be self-reliant. We have our own insurance. We have power. We have backup power as much as we can to keep the business going whenever the power goes out, whenever we can. Those are good things we can do. But when you have something like a hurricane or an earthquake, where the business is literally destroyed, or the marketplace, the local market is destroyed, all that other stuff, the backup resources that we have is really not very much help. I mean, if the business is blown away, what are you going to do?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's where SBA comes in terms of providing low cost, low interest, flexible repayments to allow business owners to have the financial resources to rebuild. The other unique thing about the disaster loan program, it's not limited to physical losses, for businesses. Mm-hmm. We provide assistance where there is economic impact, even if there is no physical damage. For example, where there is a loss of customer base, a loss of suppliers, or inability of the business to make it pay its operating expenses as a result of the disaster, we can provide working capital to allow the business to do that as well.
So as a second line of defense, or after, or maybe a third line of defense, the first line of defense is insurance.
Absolutely.
The second line of defense is the owner's own assets, their own ability to respond and to recover.
Right.
I guess that would be the best way. And then the third line of defense is your organization, isn't it?
That's correct. And we recognize that even with insurance, sometimes everything may not be covered. So we basically provide assistance where there is obviously no insurance, or the owners don't have the resources to recover on their own without any hardship. And obviously the situation where there's underinsured or things that may not be covered by insurance, we could come and provide that assistance.
Mm-hmm. So it's homeowners up to $200,000 for residential losses. That's the numbers that I have here. And also non-farm businesses, and these are for specific losses of assets. But as you said earlier, and this is something that I didn't really know, and that I think is important that we let folks know, for small businesses, economic losses, just like, you know, when you buy a policy, Herb, when you buy insurance for your business, one of the options that you're given, maybe it's part of the package, but also an option that you can have as a rider, so to speak, an added feature that you can add to your policy, is loss of business insurance.
Well, you're absolutely right. There is a provision for business interruption insurance that provides loss of income protection. We approach it a little bit different. We don't provide a loan for the amount of the lost sales or lost income. What we provide is working capital that enables you to pay your operating expenses or obviously obligations that become due,
mm-hmm.
what we call the injury period, in terms of calculating how long it's going to take you to recover. And so, you know, if it's 6 months or 12 months, we can provide that working capital to sustain your operations till business return to normal.
Just because it takes a while for customers to come back? Who knows? Maybe your cash got blown away. You know, your cash register could have got blown into the next county or something like that. Who knows what could happen? This is a little stopgap, so to speak, to prevent the business from being foreclosed on.
Exactly right.
Hold on to that thought, Herb. We're going to come back. We've got some more to talk about. I want to see what Herb is doing. He and his organization are doing to get ready for Hurricane Frances, which is about to hit Florida. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Herbert Mitchell, Associate Administrator of the SBA for Office of Disaster Assistance. And they're the organization that goes in whenever there is a disaster, a natural disaster of some kind, and they help out homeowners and businesses and farmers and ranchers, people who are hit pretty hard and who need a little bit of extra help above and beyond their insurance and above and beyond their own ability to recover, just to sort of come in and be a little bit of a quick stopgap. And it's a great organization, another great division of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Herb, tell us before we go any further, tell us how we can find you on the SBA website.
Well, we're at www.sba.gov, and just go to disaster recovery, and that will get you into the disaster assistance and all that we have available.
All right. Check that out, sba.gov, and then click on the disaster assistance. Herb, what is it? What qualifies as a disaster? When your phone rings and somebody says, okay, Herb, you're on, what has happened?
Well, there are a couple ways that SBA disaster gets triggered. Obviously, one, if the president declares a major disaster, which includes individual assistance, that automatically triggers SBA along with probably about 20 other federal agencies. Obviously, FEMA has the lead, and hence the president in that. SBA also has, or the administrator has, the independent authority to declare disaster declarations. And basically, the administrator can declare a disaster declaration when 25 homes or businesses or combination thereof have suffered major damage. And we define major damage as basically 40% or more within a political subdivision.
Right.
And both are generated at the request of the governor.
So would that be, and that would be so it could be something, wouldn't be a federal, wouldn't necessarily be a federal declaration. It could be a state declaration or a region.
The governors will generally declare emergency, states of emergencies, and their states to basically trigger National Guard and special procedures. But both the SBA declaration and a presidential declaration are both federal, which are requested by the governor of that state. Generally, SBA declarations, the damage is not as extensive and the need for services is not as extensive as in a major declaration where you have the president making a declaration.
Right, right. So like if a tornado, for example, in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had some tornadoes that have wiped out communities in Oklahoma, for example.
Well, that was a presidential declaration.
Yeah, okay, exactly. All right, so that explains a lot of that. Okay, so we've got a 1-2 punch coming at the two part of the 1-2 punch of the hurricane season is coming at Florida right now. And what do you got? You guys have already got. I think I read that you guys had. Let's see, how many. 329 employees working in 19 disaster locations in Florida. Did they just stay down there?
Well, what we've done, along with a lot of folks, we have pulled our folks out of Florida for now. Evacuation orders have been issued for several counties and localities, and a lot of folks, residents of Florida, are basically getting out of harm's way, and that's what we're basically doing with our people. We pulled them back to Atlanta. They have application files there, and they will basically continue working there on those files that they've already received. We're prepared, along with FEMA and a lot of federal agencies, if the disaster hits, to basically mobilize and be ready to go as soon as we can get back into the area to start doing damage assessments and obviously operating the recovery centers.
Now, when you guys move in, and what do? Do you walk through a neighborhood, and do people have to apply for this? Do they have to contact you about this? How does somebody actually make contact with you?
Well, the unique thing about this is that FEMA operates what we call the National Teleregistration System. That number is 1-800-621-FEMA or 621-3362. Everybody that needs assistance calls that number, and FEMA then makes referrals to the various federal agencies, and obviously individual homeowners and businesses are referred to SBA. There are a lot of needs that people have. For example, they may have lost their employment, and so there's a need for disaster unemployment. There may be a need for temporary housing or food or medical expenses. And so FEMA basically acts as a clearinghouse so that individuals don't have to call these individual numbers. They can call one number.
One place and get all that done.
Access.
Now, when they make that phone call and they register with FEMA, then you guys are contacted if it fits your profile, and then you guys literally drive out there and find these people?
Well, the initial action is that we then issue applications to all of these folks. In fact, we have received, to date with Hurricane Charley, 142,000 referrals.
Wow.
So, and most of those are homeowners and renters. We've issued the applications. Those applications are then returned to us either by mail or people bring them into the recovery centers. And at that point, we send what we call our construction analysts will go on site,
buy
the damage, and estimate the cost to repair.
And write them a check, I guess, then.
I tell you what,
Herb, I got to stop you because we're coming up on the end of our visit. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Well, I appreciate it very much. I appreciate the opportunity to do it.
Herb Mitchell with the SBA Disaster Assistance Organization.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.